Guys, I am so excited to introduce you guys to my next guest. His music has been played on my show before, and I promised that I needed to have him on here today on Know the Culture. He's a fashion model and has graced Samson Africa and worked alongside Afropunk and Esprit South Africa and also Adidas campaigns as well. Now, currently he's working on his BA in fashion design, and he's also dropped a 5-track EP titled Oladi not so long ago. And I'm also sure he's very busy in the Church of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Bantuzuri. Hey man, how are you going?
I'm good and you, how are you?
I know, I'm good. I'm just so happy that you're here. And also to let everyone know that you are calling all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. Where in South Africa do you, like, where in Joburg do you live?
So Alberton, to be specific, Alberton in... All right, let me just say Alberton because there's a suburb. I don't want to be specific. Now people are going to look for me. In Alberton, it's the suburb that I reside.
Okay, all right. I've never really heard that suburb. I've got a lot of family in Rudaport and Brixton and Alorado Park. Yeah, Aldo's.
Yeah. Rudaport is like the west of Johannesburg, and I'm like the south of Johannesburg, which is Alberton, Mondio.
Okay. Oh, okay. I know that you've been really busy with a lot of projects that you have been doing. And you mentioned to me that you're going to be making more music and you're going to be collaborating with other artists. Now, I want to get into that a little bit later on. But first, I just want to talk about the EP that you had released not so long ago. Now, I really loved that your style, and I see your aesthetic and all that stuff that you are doing on Instagram and or portfolio that you showed me, and it was so awesome. And it's, for the people that haven't heard your EP, Oladi, how best can you describe the music style? And I know that it's got some like traditional elements in your music.
In terms of the sound, the inspiration, I'd say, comes from like all the local sounds. Like especially like the quieter music, because there was a pop scene in South Africa that was huge around the 90s and early 2000s, which is like the quieter scene and stuff. And that's where I take the urban sound from in my music. And with the traditional side, I take it from the Maskandi, which is like your Zulu urban traditional sound, you know? So when, in terms of sound, I try to merge the local sounds so that I create an alternative Afro new pop. So that's how I call it. I say like it's alternative Afro pop, you know, because like I don't think anyone is doing the sound that I'm doing right now. And then in terms of the delivery in my message, in my music, I would say Oladi is speaking about inspiring an upcoming person who's trying to make it in life and stuff. Because like Oladi, the name of it means wealth has come, which is something that...
Wait, say it again? It's a
wealth. Wealth has come.
Wealth has come, okay.
That's the meaning of Oladi. Okay. So in that... And funny thing is that I didn't even know that Oladi exists. So it's a name that I've created. And along the way, I discovered that, oh, actually the name means wealth has come. And taking it from that, coincidentally, my message is speaking about giving inspiration to a young person out there that's like, hey, yo, you can do it. Just go for it.
Yeah. And what sort of Kwaito songs were you inspired by? Or what's your favorite Kwaito artist or songs that you grew up on?
I didn't grow up in the 90s. I'm a 2000 baby.
So, oh, like, okay.
So I'm like the Kwaito scenes. The quieter songs that I was exposed to, it was like your Zola 7, Brown Dash is my number one, Brown Dash, and yeah, man, say that. I try to invest some with the summer.
Your EP cover. Now, it had like a bit of an interesting meaning, and I think it's quite relevant to today's society and how we focus on self-image. Can you tell me what was your journey in life that altered and influenced your art?
I would say generally struggles, you know, that we go through in life, you know, family problems, life experiences, because sometimes we go through tragic life experiences and stuff. And for me, I always try to draw back to who I am, because even though we go through a lot, even though we go through painful things, you know, and we the ones who choose what these painful things make of us, you know. So for me, I take my experiences as power you know, that defines me. You know, I don't take it as shame, or I don't take it as bad. I take it as power that defines me. So in my art, I always draw back and look at where I come from, you know, and take that and put it into a power sense, into a message that will bring power to someone else, you know, who would listen and be like, oh, I can relate. Relate to your art, what you're saying.
Because with your art, especially with the cover of Oladi, it had like the like a suit, and then it had the wheat that was coming out of the suit. And I found that so interesting, and I was like, oh, okay, what was the meaning of this? And like, I think that you wrote in your folio, you had wrote, the identity that we acquire in the realm is only borrowed for a limited time. Find the balance in between. We are all naked in the eyes of God. So I found that really interesting, and I definitely would love you to just give me like, what did that in particular mean for you?
For me, it's actually like a question to self that, like, who are you? You know, most of the time, like, we go through life and like we acquire things, and we have these titles, we have these. Like, for instance, if you ask someone like, who are you? You're like, no, I'm Buddhism. Oh no, I am who? But that's not really who you are. You know, like that's not you. Like, oh, I'm a doctor. That's not who you are. You know, you found this on Earth. You know, it's all these structures that we identify, that we take so that they can identify who we are. And that's not who we really are. So like with the cover, the identities that we acquire on Earth, they don't give life. Because at the end of the day, when you die, you're gonna leave. So like it's a kind of a reminder that, like, remember who you are.
How does the moving trends in like the global push to recognize African culture and arts impact you in your current projects? And have you seen trends that you're inspired by?
For me, for now, I'd reference Makossa, you know? Yeah. How Makossa is moving in terms of influence, and how he's moving in terms of infiltrating the global scene. It's really amazing, because like on the movie Coming to America, you know, like I saw a lot of Makossa I'm influencing it, you know. But for me, for as much as like he is representing Africa in terms of design and how his design is so unique and stuff, but for me on the business sense, it's really amazing, because like getting to that level as an African is really a huge influence to me, that like, oh, actually, with whatever design, with whatever idea that I have, you know, however it looks, you know, if on the business side, I am capable to infiltrate these places, meaning that it's not about how your design looks, or it's not about, because a lot of African designers, not a lot of African designers, but some of African designers will shy away from being unique, especially like in an indigenous African way, thinking that like the global scale won't accept it. And with Makosa, you know, he's infiltrating the global scale with indigenous designs, you know, which is for me something that is crazy, because meaning that on his business side of things, he's pushing in a way that no one is pushing. So for me, right now, the influence, I would say it's around my closet, but around the business side, you know, the business side of infiltrating these places and infiltrating them in an honest way and in a way that is really, really epic.
And you know, I haven't seen Coming to America yet. I don't know why I haven't seen it, but I have to watch that. But like, you know, like we saw in that movie, what's it? It was a Marvel movie. I don't even, how can I forget it? Oh, Black Panther.
Black Panther.
He was there
as well.
Oh, he was there. Oh, okay. All right, because and one of the things that I picked up on was the like the Indibele pattern on the house. There was a house, and I was like, because I am obsessed with the Indibele patterns and stuff. I love that, yeah. And when I show people that, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, they got on the shoes, and there's a BMW that 5 Series that they painted with that, like, you know. And everyone's like, oh my god, this is insane! Like, how come we don't know about this? And I'm like, you know, that's just how it goes. Like, and that's the thing. Like, what is cool about now this whole globalization thing is that, like, you know, like now people are able to see, like, you know, this type of stuff that comes out of South Africa and what we have got to offer as a culture and as a people. You worked alongside Adidas and the movements, the Afropunk movement. What was that like for you working with those two major brands?
Man, it was crazy. It was crazy. For me, I would say it was my first gig, like big gig, whereby like I was exposed to like how things are done. You know, if you want to do music for an ad, if you want to do a movie score, if you want to do, you know. So like it was crazy, because like I was exposed to a lot of people who were like, this is how things are done, or this is how things, you know. So for me, like it was a learning experience in how I do things and how I approach things, you know, and how to approach the brand, you know, these big brands and stuff. So for me, like it was a huge thing, because like Afropunk is a huge brand, Spirit. A huge brand, and like for me, it has exposed me to the professional side on another level. So for me, that's just crazy.
That must be wild.
It's wild, man, because like every upcoming artist is there, every upcoming fashion designer is there, even people who are in the culinary side of they literally everyone is there.
For you guys in South Africa and like that Afrocentric festival in Africa, like what is that like coming from somewhere where you don't have a shortage of seeing people that look like you? What does that feel like to be in a place where it's like they're celebrating African culture in Africa? Like for me, like I'm trying to understand that, because I've never grown up with that.
Well, this side is crazy, because in South Africa, there is a lot of worlds, you know, like for instance, let me not say worlds, but like there is a lot of, a word they can explain this, like a lot of clicks, you know, like,
okay.
If there's this click, then that click, and that click, mm-hmm. and that click, you know, all these clicks are different, you know, and most of the time, clicks don't mix, mm-hmm. they're right. So like platforms like this, they open a space whereby these clicks mix. They get to understand like, oh, you are like this, oh, you like this, oh, you like this, oh, this is dope from your side, oh, this is dope from your side. And that creates one huge diverse click that is really amazing. Zulu people are this way, Tswana people are this way, Xhosa people are this way, you know, and they all have different culture. You know? Mm-hmm. And with Afropunk, when all of us come together, you know, the diversity in their space, it's really mind-blowing. You see them in one space, but in the arts.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara.
Those knees down, you deliver the victim. Frega, Fandas, Everton, Sibuke, all the cassettes, Xafewa, Emin, always no good to me, Nangu, Hulu, man.
I just want to head back to the music. You mentioned that you're planning on making new music later on in the year. Now, what can we expect from the collaborators that you're bringing on board?
So right now, like, I'm in a space where, like, I want to collaborate, like, to expand my sound. Because most of the time, like, working on your own art, you don't realize that you become repetitive. You know, like, you kind of do the same thing all over again. So, like, right now, I'm collaborating with producers, you know, which are not in the forefront of the music, you know, behind the scenes. Just collaborating with producers, just to expand my sound and to hear something different that I didn't know I can do. Because, like, meeting people, you really learn a lot about yourself, you know, and you really find out a lot about yourself. Oh, actually, I can do this. Oh, actually, I can reach her. You know, and they also show you. So for me right now, I'm collaborating with, like, producers. And in terms of artists that I want to feature, because I am doing, on the EP, I am doing a feature on Zuneza, which is, like, the third song on the EP. And I'm doing a feature on Run. But I haven't really gotten people who are going to hit the spot in those songs. Mm-hmm. But I'm still looking around To if anyone who's listening and who's going to listen to the EP and would like yes. to be featured on Zunyeza or Ran, you know, just hit me up. But as long as you're dope, as long as you're amazing, you're dope, and it's genuine, you know, and it's genuine, like nothing beats things that are genuine, you know. So like, that's what I'm doing. But so far, I'm just collaborating. I'm just spreading my wings out there. So if anyone likes my sound and want us to work together or feature or collaborate, yeah. let's go.
I have to ask you, what are the 5 songs that you are challenging me to play on the show?
So the first one, okay, I don't know which one to put first, but I would say Bongi Zizwe, which is Zange. The song is called Zange by Bongi Zizwe.
Okay. All right. So, okay. And what are the other 4 that you have for me?
All right. So the second one I would say is Maduze by Sjava, really amazing artist. And I would say 4th one, okay, I would say Buntu Zuri, which is Zipi Nkomo. Yes. And then the last one, it's a new song by, I can't pronounce the name, so I'm gonna read it. Boss Piani featuring Manono.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's a new song. I heard it yesterday, so I've been jamming to that one. So the song is called Gumnandi.
Bantu, thank you so much for joining me here today on Know the Culture and CJLO. I'm so excited that you came here finally. And when you put those new songs out, you've got to come back here to Know the Culture or whatever other platform that's out there in the future. Then you've got to come and we're going to definitely sit down and we're going to talk about those songs. You've got to plug in where people can listen to your EP and also how they can follow you.
So the EP is available on all digital platforms, your iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, anything you name it, it's available. The title of the EP is Olade by Buntu Zuri. On social medias is Buntu Zuri. Facebook, Twitter, yeah, everywhere. I appreciate the platform and like the relationship. I just pray that it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, awesome. So you guys heard it. You can go listen to Buntu Zuri. And you can go and follow him on Buntu Zuri on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, make sure you come back to Know the Culture and CJLO. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. And this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara.